Moin Moin und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Podcast-Episode. Heute sprechen wir mit Steven Ackersteig über den Core XR Pro Kite. Die Podcast wurde bereits vor mehreren Monaten aufgenommen. Ich hatte nämlich die Gelegenheit gehabt, mit Steven Ackersteig und dem Core-Team einige Vorserienprodukte in Kapstadt zu testen. Und nach dem Testen habe ich mich mit Steven zusammengesetzt und wir haben uns einfach mal über den Core XR Pro unterhalten. Dieser Podcast soll dich dabei unterstützen und dich digital beraten und dir die Möglichkeit geben, dich intensiv mit dem Produkt beschäftigen zu können. Falls du Fragen zu einem Produkt hast, weißt du natürlich, wie du mich erreichst, per Telefon oder über die E-Mail-Adresse support@kite-buddy.de. Und bevor wir durchstarten mit der Podcast-Episode, ein Hinweis noch für dich, wenn du diesen besonderen Kite mal testen möchtest, komm gerne bei uns vorbei, denn wir haben ihn bei uns im Testpool für dich zur Verfügung, sodass du mal aus Wasser gehen kannst. Also viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
So, I'm here in Cape Town with you together and I'm very surprised that Core develop XR Pro Kite with Alula material. Could we first maybe speak about what is Alula and afterward we can speak why you use it in XR Kite?
For sure. Alula is basically that golden leading edge material that you've seen on different kite brands as well. It is basically a Dyneema weave. So they take Dyneema, which is also in your lines, and they've woven it together. But Dyneema itself is very slippery, and therefore they had to sandwich it with a binding material between two sheets. And that's why it is a laminate. It's a very strong leading edge material with little stretch and very little weight. So in comparison to Dacron, it's a lot lighter and a lot stiffer, which makes it possible to work, to start playing around with the shapes of the kite, because you can go really, really small in your diameters of your leading edge and your struts.
So the diameter is going smaller.
You can, if you want to, you can go way down on your diameter of your leading edge, for instance, and therefore it will fly faster. A downside of a smaller less diameter on the leading edge is that it will also create less lift, because the thickness of your leading edge creates the pressure difference and creates the shape of the wing. So you can just start playing around a lot more with the shapes of the kite and therefore enhance performance if you want.
Yeah. So, but was it in the past a challenge to make the diameter smaller? Because if we look on the section kite, the diameter is very small. Was it in the past maybe a wish of a development team to make it smaller, or doesn't make it sense to make it smaller at a section maybe?
So, especially at the wingtips of the kite, it's nice to go smaller, because the wingtips generally don't create any lift. So you don't need a thick diameter. And the thinner you go with the diameter of the leading edge on the tips, the faster your kite will be and fly through the sky, which is something that you want for section. You want a fast kite that doesn't generate a lot of lift.
Yeah.
So therefore, you would start reducing the diameter of the leading edge.
But
a downside is that if you put too much force on it, so if a very heavy guy now all of a sudden starts to ride that kite with very thin leading edge, there is a high chance that he bends the leading edge. The tip will buckle, as we say, so it will get a fold in it if you steer very hard and put a lot of pressure on. Really now.
Okay, we can make a break, I think.
Kurze Werbung für dich. Seit einer langen Zeit sind wir bereits bekannt dafür, sehr viel Core-Produkte anbieten zu dürfen. Dabei haben wir uns darauf spezialisiert, nicht nur Neuware von Core zu verkaufen, sondern auch gebrauchte Artikel. Das sind Kites, die wenige Stunden auf dem Wasser gewesen sind und einen sehr guten Zustand haben. Wir haben unsere Kites immer in drei Kategorien eingeordnet, sodass du, abhängig davon, was du ausgeben möchtest, den entsprechenden passenden Zustand kaufen kannst. Also wie beim Fahrzeugkauf gibt es halt Autos mit einer Tageszulassung und Autos, die schon über 100.000 auf dem Tacho haben. Und dementsprechend verändert sich der Preis. Diese Produkte findest du auf unserer Webseite. Und so hast du die Möglichkeit, Core-Kites bei uns neu oder halt auch als sogenannte Test-Kites bei uns zu bekommen. Wenn du mehr dazu wissen möchtest, kontaktiere uns gerne.
Okay, so we talk about the diameter at the tips and that if heavy people are on the kite, they can bend it too much. So
So the smaller you go on the diameter of the tips, the more likely it is that the kite will buckle or bend if heavy riders are on it. But it's also getting faster, so you kind of got to find yourself like the nice level in between where to see what works.
Mm-hmm. So, and now you use at the first kite the XR kite. So, if I understand it right, the XR kite was always a kite that was a little bit slow in the turning. That's for me as a rider with less than 70 kilo, it's a too powerful kite, and it's for the way how I like go kite surfing, it's too slow. But a lot of people like that feeling, and it's good. So the one good thing is that the diameter of the tips is getting smaller. So this is one of the reasons why the XR Pro turns much faster.
Yeah, exactly. It's not necessarily that it turns a lot faster, but it recovers a lot faster and it flies a lot faster for the wind window. So exactly what you've been saying now is that lighter riders that want a very fast kite, it's not the XR that will provide that, because the XR is a bit slower, which is awesome for beginners, awesome for people that want to boost big. And it's unmatched with any of our other kites when it comes to performance, when you just pull the bar down.
Yeah.
Pull the bar down and you go up. But the smaller riders and also our competing riders would like a kite that steers faster and loops faster and recovers quicker. And that's why we started working more with the Alula materials and came out with the Alula Pro. So the Alula Pro is more designed towards those lighter riders that are pushing it when it's really, really strong winds, to pull loops, have a kite that recovers as quick as possible. And this allows them to pull bigger tricks and be more confident that the kite will actually catch them after a loop.
Mm-hmm. So, and what is there more about the Alula material or the XR Pro kite? So it's I understand it's very good if you like to have higher jumps and better kite loops. So could I understand that I, with the same technique, I could jump maybe higher with a Pro as with a normal XR?
Well, that's kind of where the catch is. So when I rode the Pro for the very first time, I was actually consistently jumping higher on the normal XR.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has that thicker leading edge. And therefore, if you pull the bar down, you get more lift.
Mm-hmm.
And you can completely screw up your takeoff and still go high.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy kite to jump high with, the normal XR.
Mm-hmm.
That, because the XR Pro is a lot quicker, it's more important where the kite is at what moment. And your timing becomes a lot more important if you want to jump high.
Yeah, I understand it, because this is also the same that I tell customers, that if it's their first kite and they start with an XR kite, they learn to jump in a wrong way. So they, in the first time on the water, they feel very good because they can do a lot of things wrong, but jump 3 meters. Mm-hmm. So, but later on, they will maybe, from my point of view, they will come to up to 5 meters. And there is for me a line where these people got problems to jump higher because they don't have a good technique to pop out with a board of a water. So they underfly the kite and falls with a back into the water. So this is why I tell a lot of people to take in the beginning the Nexus kite, because if you like to jump with a Nexus kite, you need directly a better technique for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely the... If you want to simply jump and you want to get high straight away or learn quick, the XR is definitely the right choice because it will take you there very easily.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to check yourself on your technique. And yeah, that's very true. Like if you take the Nexus, your timing needs to be a lot more precise. And the same goes for the XR Pro. So the XR Pro, you also need a very precise timing or a more precise timing in order to maximize the performance that the kite has within it.
Yeah. So it's, I played with 14, I played tennis. And half a year only, it was so difficult for me. It was a lot of running. And there it is that if you change something at the, I say in German, Aufschlag, you change only a small thing, it's very difficult to get back into the power that you have before that technical change. So that means in case of a XR Pro kite that it could happen that maybe for the first 3 times on the water that you go out and you maybe will be with a Wusenso and you will be surprised that that your friends are already jumping higher on that days as you and you are maybe a little bit frustrated, but that you are at the place where you can use the power of a kite, it will come later with a more precise technique, right?
Yes, exactly. Like there is a very high probability that your first jumps are not going to be as high as you used to with the normal XR because it's such an easy kite to jump high with. And it will take time to get the fine technique and the timing right. But once you get those timings right, once you know how to ride the Alula version, you can get a lot out of it. And it took me about 4 sessions to really get in sync with the kite. And at that moment, I was like, damn, this is actually a really bloody good kite. And instantly, just after those 4 sessions, you feel one with the kite. You can steer it anywhere you want to, almost anywhere you want to, and it will still recover. You pull a loop and the kite feels like it's hanging in front of you and doesn't really want to recover because you might have sent it a bit too low. And where the normal XR would then just stay there and maybe catch at the last moment, the XR Pro only needs a slight gust and you just see it shooting up the wind window ready to catch you again. So I think especially for those people who love the jumping capabilities of the XR but are missing the agility and the loop ability of the XR, and they want bigger loops, they want to send the kite lower, they maybe want to go for sessions in gusty wind conditions. I think for those people the XR Pro will be the right kite to choose from. But if you're a weekend warrior and you know, you just want to jump and you find that the XR is already quick enough, then the XR Pro is probably not the right kite for you because you will find that it takes you too long to get used to that jumping technique. And with that, you might, get a bit more stuck on getting as high as you can. And the XR will take you higher, the normal XR.
Yeah. And also maybe some customers didn't know that also the XR kite got the Core CIT system. So they can also change a little bit of a turning speed and make the normal XR kite a little bit faster. Yeah. You also talk about gusty conditions. And if you are in gusty condition and you have stiffer material, how is it when you go out with that in a limit on the kite?
So when you have gusty conditions out there, your kite will start, well, worst case scenario, you might have had it once, you go out, you didn't pump your kite enough, and your kite just starts wobbling. The tips start moving towards each other, they go out of each other, and your kite just doesn't feel right. It's not reactive, and it just does funky things. And once you're riding in really, really powered conditions, even if you pump your kite really hard, it will still start moving a little bit because the forces are so different from time to time. And this is something that our new Exotex 2 that we put into the XR8 will already help you a lot with. The Exotex 2 is a lot stiffer than our first Exotex material, and this will already help, but the Alula is then a next step above that. So it will be a very solid frame, and it will be, yeah, solid in the sky and always there. It won't start wobbling, and that just gives you the confidence to ride in those overpower conditions and do your tricks. But on the other side, this stiffer material does also have a downside. I think a lot of people believe that that Alula kites turn quicker and that they have a smaller turning radius.
Yeah, but this is back to the beginning on the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is not the Alula material what makes the kite faster. It's the shape of the diameter of on the tip.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's the shape of the kite.
Yeah.
And the main difference for me between Alula kites and normal kite materials or Exotex or be it Dacron is that the Alula is so much lighter and stiffer. But if you would take that Alula material and you put it on the same diameter kite, that kite will actually turn a lot slower because the material is so stiff.
Yeah, because you see, maybe in kites like the section in wave kites, you see that kites also need to bend a little bit to turn on a small diameter. And I understand it. If you have the same size of everything and the kite couldn't bend, it will be slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a surprise for me that I think about it. Yeah, okay, I understand it. Yeah. Yeah. Fun facts, really.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
So Alula kites don't necessarily turn quicker. Obviously, we're able to make them turn quicker because we can go very thin on the leading edge. Sorry, no. They most likely have the same turning radius, but they go quicker through the turn. Mm-hmm. So they will go, it's like a race car. You put a race car and a normal car on the same track. They need to make the same turn, but the race car can go with a lot more speed through that turn where a normal car needs to slow down. Otherwise, it slides out of the corner. And that's kind of similar what you see with the Alula materials, that the Alula kites will just be able to fly way faster through that turn because they have a thinner leading edge and therefore less drag.
Yeah. Okay. If we also talk about... if we also talk about that the kite is going faster and it's a lighter kite. One thing that I don't like on the XR kite, it's because I like to go on a directional board and also sometimes on the foil. The XR kite don't like it, from my point of view, when the lines are not...
loaded.
Yeah, not loaded, yeah. So what I like to talk with you is the drift on the kite.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a change at the pro kite in between of a standard XR kite?
Yeah, so the drift of the XR is not great in comparison to, for instance, the section, because the leading edge is a lot thicker and we used a lot more material.
Yeah.
And most of all, it's a 5-strut kite, where the section is a 3-strut kite. So this makes a very big difference. You have a lot of material and therefore quite a heavy kite. The Alula version of the XR, I don't know exact numbers, but let's say that it is about 25% lighter, which I think is more or less realistic. And it just makes for a kite to be able to drift a lot more. If you have a lighter kite, it drifts a lot better. So
that's why I asked for that.
Yeah. So therefore, yes, the XR Pro, the Alula version, does drift better. And even though I still think that the XR is not the greatest kite to go in the wave with.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It is heavy and it will lose every single time. As soon as there's no more pressure on your lines, the leading edge is so heavy that, you know, it will want to go down. It won't front stall on you, but it doesn't really like drifting for longer periods of time. And same goes for the XR Pro. I wouldn't say that all of a sudden now the XR is a decent waveguide. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't turn quick enough. And when it turns, it doesn't turn on the spot without power, which if you are riding a waveguide, you want the kite to turn, but you don't want it to have an explosive power. So the XR riding characteristics or the XR Pro riding characteristics are just not that tailored to waves. But if you're coming down out of the sky now when it's 40 knots of wind, you just did your down loop, but you made a steering mistake on your down loop and you land and there's no more tension on your lines, then the XR Pro will drift a lot better. And it will come better into the wind window so you can ride it out.
Mm.
Where the normal XR might fall out of the wind window and give you slack lines. So yeah, it has a small benefit to ride the XR Pro when it comes to drift.
Yeah.
But I would still but say that's
still not enough for a good wave riding day.
Yeah, for a good wave riding day, the steering is just...
Yeah.
I would miss the steering off, for instance, the Nexus or the Section kite.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Steven, I think I get a lot of nice information from you. And now I understand much deeper how kite development is working. And I'm very looking forward to test the kite more intensive. Mm-hmm. So thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was cool. It's always nice to share this knowledge.
Thanks.
Nun geht auch diese Podcast-Episode zu Ende und ich bin mir sicher, du hast eine Menge Informationen bekommen. An dieser Stelle noch ein großer Dank an Steven Akersteig, dass er sich die Zeit für uns genommen hat. Ich hoffe sehr, dass ich dir in dieser Podcast-Episode eine ganze Menge an Informationen mitbringen konnte und viele deiner Fragen sich geklärt haben. Falls du noch weitere Fragen hast, dann ruf uns gerne an oder schreib uns eine Mail oder komm uns im Kiteshop in Bremerhaven besuchen. So lernen wir uns auch mal persönlich kennen. Ich freue mich auf deinen Besuch.